This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The head of the United Nations has used a rare power to warn the United Nations Security Council of an impending humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza. We get more from the AP's Karen Chamas.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said in a letter to the 15-member council that Gaza's humanitarian system was at risk of collapse after 2 months of war. Guterres invoked Article 99 of the UN Charter, which says the Secretary General may inform the Council of matters he believes threaten international peace and security. His spokesperson, Stefan Dujarric, said in a news conference,
"The Secretary General urges the members of the Security Council to press to avert a humanitarian catastrophe, and he appeals for a humanitarian ceasefire to be declared."
The 22-nation Arab group at the UN has strongly backed a ceasefire, but the United States, Israel's closest ally, has veto power in the Security Council and has not supported a ceasefire. I'm Karen Chamas.
The White House said on Thursday that Israel and Hamas are not close to another deal on a new humanitarian pause in the ongoing conflict. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby told reporters that hostages' families continue to be a terrific source of information, even as he had no news regarding their release.
"We're still trying to get as much information as we can about the hostages that are being held. We have some information, as I said before, on some of the hostages because their families are talking to us, and that's been a terrific source of information and context."
A day prior, leaders of the Group of Seven nations called for further humanitarian pauses in the fighting between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. The leaders also called on Iran to refrain from providing support to Hamas, as well as Hezbollah and Houthi militants in the region. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations top peacekeeping office official has defended its missions worldwide, even as many countries where peacekeepers operate are demanding their withdrawal. Under Secretary General for Peace Operations Jean-Pierre Lacroix said in Accra on Wednesday that missions were underfunded but still effective. He noted divisions among UN member states had hampered missions and said UN peacekeepers could operate in countries that allow them. Here in the U.S., Hunter Biden, the president's son, has been indicted in the western state of California. We get more from VOA's Alexis Strope.
Hunter Biden has been indicted on 9 tax charges in California as a special counsel investigation into the business dealings of the president's son intensifies against the backdrop of the looming 2024 election. The new charges Thursday include 3 felonies and 6 misdemeanors. They come in addition to federal firearms charges in Delaware, alleging Hunter Biden broke a law against drug users having guns in 2018. He had been previously expected to plead guilty to misdemeanor tax charges as part of a plea deal with prosecutors who said he failed to pay taxes on $4 million in personal income in 2017 and 2018. Defense attorneys have signaled they plan to fight any new charges. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
A judge in the southern U.S. state of Texas is giving a woman permission to have an abortion. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Kate Cox is a mother of 2 from the Dallas area and is 20 weeks pregnant. Her fetus has a fatal diagnosis.
"I am going to grant the temporary restraining order for Ms. Cox, Mr. Cox, and Dr. Carson."
It stops Texas from enforcing the state's abortion ban on Cox and lasts for 14 days. Travis County District Judge Maya Gamble says the idea Cox wants to desperately be a parent in this law might actually cause her to lose that ability.
"Is shocking and would be a genuine miscarriage of justice."
Under the restrictions in Texas, doctors who provide abortions could face criminal charges that carry a punishment of up to life in prison. The state says Cox did not meet the criteria for a medical exception. I'm Ed Donahue.
Opposition activists in Russia came up with a way around Kremlin censorship while urging citizens to vote against President Vladimir Putin in the election next year. Billboards disguised as New Year's greetings. The Anti-Corruption Foundation, founded by imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny, paid for billboards in Moscow, St. Petersburg, and other Russian cities, which said Russia and Happy New Year. For more news, please join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.